Okay, good morning. Masechet Bechorot, Daf Kafchet, Koach. And the Shiru were given Ilui Nishmat Steve's mom, Zelda Bat Shlomo. Shiru Ilui for Nishmata. Okay. So we ended up yesterday on Kaf Zanam with Bet, literally right at the bottom, the last line. Right, so we were discussing, yeah, we had the Bay Rebbe and Rav, and we had Machlokotia about trying to understand the Shana B'Shana, and then we saw that basically we had Shana B'Shana, which was, we were saying that you could, the Bechor whether it was, could be eaten for 2 days and one night. That was the shit over there. Remember, we saw over here that Rav said that we can't. We started by saying, how do we know that we count the year of the Bechor itself and not the calendar years? Rav said Shana B'Shana, and then we had the Beit Midrash of Rebbe. The Beit Rebbe said, no, Shana B'Shana comes to tell us that it's eating for 1 day, 2 days and one night. So we said, so where did the Beit Rebbe learn about the counting of the days? And they counted the days from Keves Ben Shnato. They said, that's where you get to learn the year from. And Beit Rav, we said, where did they learn that you can, Rav, where did Rav say that you can have 2 days and one night to eat it? They brought the pasuk of Ufsaram Yelach Kechazeat Nufa. They learned the Hekesh. So the Gemara basically wants to know how each one learns the other and what's the other side going around. Okay, so remember, our original question was counting the Shnata, the or last year, and we said Shana B'Shana. That was the basic answer of Rav, and Beit Rebbe said no. We learned that from Keves Ben Shnato. Okay, so now the Gemara stuck as Kuvaidach. According to Beit Rebbe. Right, the Rashi says, "Demapik mibesaram yelach," from mibesaram yelach. Right, the idach. We had Rav learn from mibesaram yelach. Right, so why don't they learn mibesaram yelach? Why don't they also use that hekesh for shnei yamim in 2 days? So they say, "Imiatam, if you're going to learn from the hekesh, iklemei mar chazev shok shel toda. You actually got to make a hekesh to the chazeh and the shok of todah, right? And what's our problem with todah? I look at the sifta b'shita mekubetzah. There, todah ma todah leyom v'layla af bechol yom v'layla. Then you're stuck, because why do you say dafka kochek kalim 2 days and one night? It could be 1 day and one night, like a todah, and then you're limiting the eat time eat the bechor to 1 day and one night. So they don't want to do it from there. V'idach and Beit Midrash of Rav. What Amar cry lecha yihye. So how do they answer that issue? How do they solve? How does the Bay Rav come in and tell us that you can get 2 days and one night out of that pasuk? So he says no, because the pasuk says lecha yihye, hosif lecha katuv havayachet bebechor. Look at the pasuk; it says over there, ubesham yelach chazeach nufak shokamin lecha yihye. Right, so it's like an extra havaya. Okay, so they seem to say no. You're right; you might have learned it, but it says lecha yihye. We got an extra sort of habaya out of it, which gives us another day. So idach. So the Bay Rebbe, why don't they say that? He says no. Ha mi hatam. If you learn ikel meimar, ha yelach. What would that yelach be? Not limed al bechor bal mum shenot no lekohen. He says that chidush. They need that chidush to tell us that there's a din that even though the bechor has a mum, you still give it to the kohen. We haven't got any other makor for it. Look at Rashi there, the third wide lines of Rashi. From this yelach nafka, that it's still, there's this havaya, even though there's a baal mum. So they need that for something else. So v'idach, so now, Beit Midrash of Rav, where did they learn that from? So they would answer, look at Rashi, sorry, there's a Rashi that I wanted to read as well. Shalom matin b'kolot, oh, we found that, right? We learned the Rashi, right? V'idach, amar u'b'saram. So they say, no, we learn from the word u'b'saram. Echad tam ve'echad bal mum. Makes no difference, it's b'saram. Whether it's a mum or not a mum, we still do it, so they haven't got a problem. So like Moros, other side, v'idach, it's a Beit Rebbe. U'b'saram, what's u'b'saram? How do they deal with b'saram? Dahani b'chorot, dechuluhu Yisrael ka'amar. So that's over here. Uvsaram lo mashmele temimim. Bahad the nakat ashon rabim the abechorot the chulu Yisrael kai, the kuluhu Yisrael kai. So what's the extra answer there? Be honest with you, I'm not sure I understand that answer. The idach amar uvsaram Right, echad tamechad muvidach ubisaram dahani bechorot dechulhu Yisrael kaamar ubisaram lo mashmele temimim da nakat lashon rabim da bechorot.
Wow. I want to by our word. Master Omer of Saran, the bear, I know Missum see the bed of Hotz Rabim, Lomissum see the bed of Sugim Sonin, Tambe, the Balmoon. And as a kiss of the Tambe Balmoon, that's the word.
So they say you wouldn't be able to learn from that. You wouldn't be able to learn from that, right? Because it's a different nimud. Okay. Right, now we came with the Mishnah. Next item of the Mishnah was Nolad Lomun Betoch Shnato, Rashai Lekaimo Kol Shnemasar Chodesh. Okay, remember the Mishnah said, right, they get a mum. So now the question is as follows. When we say it got a mum during its year, you can keep it, right? In other words, you're allowed to keep it. It's quite interesting, eh? That the Yisrael would want to keep this bechor with a mum for the whole 12 months. Why would you want to keep it?
Then
we learned that after you had a mum,
the
tzemer, after it got a mum, so you could, the tzemer would become mutar. We learned after you shech, let me say the machloket was shech, then when we proved the machloket, yes, Malcolm, when we had the question of if you kept the wool, halamaka, if you kept the wool, right? I haven't really got my head around why anybody would want to keep it, to be honest with you. Huh? I don't know, it's a little bit confusing for me, this also. And let's carry on. So now the Mishnah says like this, Ibai Elehu. Hey, what do we mean when we said this? Because let's look at the Mishnah for a second. Look what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah is on Kaf Vav Amud Bet. Mishnah said like this. Where was it? Hold on. Where was that mum? Where is it? Here, Rashai Lekaimo. The end of the Mishnah. Nolad lo mum betoch shnato. Rashai Lekaimo kol 12 chodesh. Okay, after 12 chodesh, einu Rashai Lekaimo ela ad 30 yom. So if he gets the mum in the first year, he can keep it the whole year. If the mum, if he got the mum right after the year, when it was more than a year already, so he's got only 30 days to keep from the date to the mum. In other words, once there's a mum, because what's the problem with it today? Today a kohen can't give a korban of the bechor. It's not korban bechor, right? So you have to have a mum in order for the korban for the bechor to become edible. Once there's a mum, the Kohen can shecht it and eat it, right? Mm-hmm. So he's got value in the animal. I really often it's got a mum. That's what we're discussing in today's day. I think it's during the time of the question. Now the Mishnah is like this. It says you got a nolad lo mum betoch shnato shalekamo kol 12 chodesh. Ibai Elehu. Hey, Chika, what did the Mishnah mean when it said it? Did it say like this? In other words, is the case nolad lo mum, the shita adds in mum betoch shnato, if there's a mum in its year, rashai lekaimo kol 12 chodesh. Ula achar shnato nami 30 yom. In other words, that's the option. Either it gets a mum in the first year, you keep it for a year, right? And if it's after Shnato, then you've still got 30 days. Or Dilma, maybe they're two separate cases. Heiched de nolad bo mum betoch Shnato, rashai lekaimo kol 12 chodesh v'tulo. In the year, you can keep it for 12 months, but that's it, not for a second mum. The heiched de nolad lo achar Shnato, when he gets a mum after its year, that's the other words. Is it like he gets a year and 30 days, no. Either or is it, it's a whole option? But he can keep it until he gets a mum at least for another 30 days after the year it's up. Or no. You got 12 months, no mum, hand over to the coin. If you haven't ever handed over to the coin yet and it gets a mum, you've got 30 days to hand it over to the coin. That's really what's happening here. So what's this Tosh? Let's try and answer from the bright. The Tanya, Bechor Bezman Hazeh. That's what I think we're talking about now, right? Bechor Bezman Hazeh. What does it mean bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh she'ein tam ra'ui leklum. You see that? That's what Rashi says. Bizman hazeh, a tam is a real problem. You can't do avoda, you can't do giza, you can't shecht it, you can't do anything with it. It's just a netel, a big netel. Ra'ad she'lo nir'ah laharoto lechacham. Look at the Lashon of this brighter. Ad she'lo nir'ah laharoto lechacham. Isn't yet ra'ui to even be shown to a chacham? In other words, look at Rashi. What does it mean? Ad shelo nira, shelo nafal bo mum, achar shnato. Hasn't got a mum yet. So there's no reason to bring it to a chacham. A chacham is the one that's going to tell me, yes, it's a mum. Right? So then, if that's the case, Rashi lekai mo shtayim v'shalosh shanim, bizman hazeh. You keep it for 2 or 3 years. Because what can the kohen do with it? So basically, you can't gizav v'dasur. It's a tam. Right? From the moment that he can show it to the chacham, what does it mean he can show it to the chacham? So it's one of two cases. Either nolad lo mum betoch shnato, if it got a mum in the first year, then now it's a mum to go to the chacham, rashai lekaimo kol shnei masar chodesh, he can keep it there. And if it's achar shnato, another option, so if there's no mum, you can keep it 2-3 years. But if it got a mum to show it to the chacham, it depends now when he got the mum. If it was in the first year, you keep it for a year. If it was after the first year, ein rashai lekaimo afilu yom echad afilu sha'achat. So it seems pretty clear here, right? That you can keep it for 2-3 years. But if in the first year it got a mum, you only got 12 months. If in the second, third year it's got a mum, you only got 30 days to keep it with you. Right, so that seems to answer. Aval, says the Braita, Mipnei Hashavat Aveda Lebalim Amru. However, let's say you got a mitzvah Hashavat Aveda. Now you found an animal wandering in the field. You got a mitzvah to keep it until you find the owners, right? But now let's say it becomes very expensive to keep it. So you could, in theory, sell it and keep the money. And then when the owners come and ask for the animal, you give them back the money. It's also Hashavat Aveda, right? That's also a possibility. Let's say Hashavat Aveda normally. No, not a kohen, a Yisrael, right? So let me say, because Aval Mishnah Veda Lebalim Amru Rashai Lekaimo Shloshim Yom, but for Shavat Aveda you could keep it for 30 days. Now look how Rashi answers the question. Actually, look at you, Rashi. Rashai Lekaimo Afilu Yom Echad Ukesal Kedatach. So now we've got a problem. Now we get a thought bouncing between Betoch Shnato or After Shnato. Okay, that's really the question. Are we talking about during the first year or after the first year? So I should like this. When we said, right, that's if it got a mum in its first year. He says, Kesal Kedatach, therefore I have him in our thinking at the moment, our understanding at the moment is, that we're talking about a nolad bo mum, that he got the mum, when he get the mum, betoch shnato. Uketani, and nonetheless, we're still speaking about the bright day, he got it in its first year, and we said that because of Hashavat Aveda, right, what do we say? Aval mipnei Hashavat Aveda lebalim amru rashai lekaimo shloshim yom. So you said got it during its first year. Uketani, we learned aval mipnei Hashavat Aveda lebalim tahanu kohen. Here in our case, the balim are a kohen because really it's the kohen. It's a lost stone. Speak of the bechor. The shema im bayad Yisrael havei ha'bechor. If it was with the Yisrael, lo mishkach kohen lemitvei, and he can't find a kohen to return it to. Ve'ishachitle, and if he would shecht it to keep the meat for the kohen. Yashriya chabasa, the meat would go off. So what can you do, right? Amru, rashai lekaimo shloshim yom. You know what? Keep it for another 30 days. Ve'i lo mishkach kohen, if you can't find a kohen, shochoto umocho, shecht it and salt it, that was to preserve it, ad shimatze kohen, until you find a kohen. So what do we see, Abiyah says Rashi? Alma, shloshim yom dekamer. That 30 days we spoke about is what? Anolad mum betoch shnato kai. That seems to be the answer. We're speaking from the fact that we can keep it for 30 days for the coin. It seems to be that if you've got a mum during the first year, you've got 30 days in the first year to keep it. So that seems to be the answer. So our answer to our question, are we speaking about nolad mum betoch shnato? Or nolad mum achar shnato? Rashi seems to answer from here, it seems to be nolad mum betoch shnato. You've still got 30 days afterwards to keep it. So you've got the year plus 30 days, basically, right? So the Gemara says, well, what is it? Well, it's the brightest, but Adayin, it says that's not so straightforward, right? V'adayin tibayli, there's still a question. You can still ask me that question. Look at Rashi. Adayim tibayi, the brighter gufa ikadisfuka, because in the bright itself there's a suffix. There's doubt. What is going on, yeah? Dikad, remember, what could you say? Ha diktan lacharshnato, when we said in the original brighter, after its year, in other words, in the second year, ain rashad akama, you can't give it for 1 second or 1 day. Hachikama, that's what we meant. Nolad bo lacharshnato, maybe it's only for the mum was, it came into sin after the year was up. Ein Rashalakwa, then you can't keep it. Va'ala kai, and that's what we were speaking about. And then we said, you can't keep it 30 days. So we're not sure yet, within the bright, is the bright telling us that the mum was in the first year and you got 30 days, or the mum was in the second year and you got 30 days? But if it happened in the first year, you'd have a year plus 30 days. If it's in the second year, you only got 30 days. You with me? Because yours are already up. So that's, says, Va'dayin tibayli, shloshim yom achar shnato. Odilma korim shnato in its year. Look at Rashi. Odilma korim shnato. Klomar im nolad mum korim shnato. Before that first year's up, nami ka amar dila achar shnato shloshim yom. So that, now we're not sure. Have you always got 30 days whenever the mum took place, or only if the mum took place? In other words, even if the mum took place in the first year, you still get an extra 30 days. Or if it's at the end of the year, in the second year, you get immediate 30 days. And if it happened in the first year, you wouldn't get that extra 30 days. So let's try and answer from here. Toshma, nolad mum b'chamisha asar yom b'toch shnato. We've got another bright that says, if 15 days into its first year, it got a mum, so now 15 days is half of that 30. We know that you've got 30 days to keep the animal in your possession. Mashtimim lo chamisha asar yom achar shnato. Shma mina. So it seems over here, look just one before we get there. So it says, look here, it says, this bright that says, if you had 15 days out of mum, you're allowed to keep it for another 15 days after your year is up. So look at Rashi here in the Mashlimim. Mashlimim lo 15 days achar shnato. Our message Rashi there, what do we see from that? Shloshim yom diktani madid. The 30 days that I'm just speaking about. Anolad bo mum la achar shnato kai. Must be meaning after the mum took place. Why? After the year. After the first year. Why? If it took place in the first year, because he says, if that's the case, what did our brighter say? One of the questions of the brighter was that if it took place, right, look here, remember? We said there, so therefore, this is complicated. He says, "Alma shloshim yom diktani matnitin, anad bumum lachar shnato kai." The in lad bum betoch shnato. If it took place in the first year, so afilo yom echad. If it was 1 day into the year, leikel lemeimar dinitav lei achar shnato. We wouldn't say that you give him 30 days after the year was up. The leikel lehashlamah, because all we can give him was 1 to mashlim. Can you be brighter? Umishmainan minad the in betoch shnato radamum. Chodesh or Chodshayim, Rasha Rekamu Ashato, you only had to keep it up until the end of the first year. Dahakativ Shana, it says within the first year. So if the mum took place after the year, we had a problem. The Ina Achar Shana Lada Mum, or Karob Lusyum Shnato, Yavina Leish Loshim Yom Mishnah Mum. I'll be honest with you. Wow, this is confusing me even more now, this Rashi. I thought it was so clear in my mind. What are we trying to prove, even from the brighter, we're still not sure if their 30 days is 30 days within the year or only after the year, right? So let's just answer the Rashi again. They prove it by saying that you got a brighter, that you got 15 days into the year. Anytime during the year, 15 days into the year. You got the Bukhor is born today, and in 15 days' time is a mum. Now we know that in the first year you can keep it for a year. Yes. Our question is, if it got a mum in its first year, you're also limited to 30 days, or do you have the whole year and maybe another 30 days? Our question is, what happens within the first year if it got a mum? Right? So just give me one, let's look at the Rashi. Right. No, that's afterwards. So it says now, if nolad lo mum b'chamisha asa yom b'toch shnato, mashlimim lo chamisha asa yom achar shnato. So what are we seeing over here? There was 15 days before. You lost out, so to speak. You lost out, so to speak. No, 15 days, no. Mashlimim nolad lo mum b'chamisha asa yom b'toch shnato. What does it mean, chamisha asa b'toch shnato? There's 15 days. Where's that? That's not what Rashi says. I don't know how I wrote. Look at Rashi says. Rashi says like this. Mashtimin lo tet vachashno. Alma. 30 days that Amish is speaking about. What's the 30 days? Anolad lo mum le'achar shnato. Must be referring to 30 days only after the first year is up. In other words, in the first year, you've got a whole year. And when do we speak about 30 days? In the second year. That's when your limits kicks in. Why? Why is it proof from the Sidrashi? The inolad hamum betoch shnato. Because if the mum came into existence in its first year, afilu yom echad, in other words, even the one day after the bechor was born, leke lemeimar, we're not going to tell you now, you can't say, de nitav le achar shnato shloshim yom, you can't say that he can have keep it till 30 days, till after the year is up. Why? De leke le ela hashlama, you can only, at the most you can do is mashlim. So how many days must you give the guy? One day. He lost one day. He lost one day. We bed yom echad. So give him one day. When he lost 15 days, we give him 15 days. If he lost one day, we must give him one day. That's what Rashi is saying. No, but it's not a question of Ashlamah l'shloshim. One second. What are we mashlimim him here to? So one second, so look at the next Rashi. Ushmeina mina, the ibe toch shnato norad amum chodesh or chodshayim. So according to you, you've got to give him another month or two at the end. And we don't say that. Rashai lekaimo ad shnato. Only keep it 1 year. He doesn't get ashlama. Taha ketiv shana. Ve'ida achar shana norad mum. Rashi. Ushmeina mina, the ibe toch shnato norad amum. חודש או חודשיים, רשאי לקיימו עד שנתו, תהא כתיב שנה. ואי לאחר שנה נולד מום, או קרוב לסיום שנתו, that's what you were reading in the notes, או קרוב לסיום, if it there, יאבין עליה 30 יום מי שנה למום. So therefore, he's saying over here, that the trade that we're talking about, is when the mum took place after the year is up, not in the year itself. Right? Notim lo, so now look here. Mashlim lo 15 yom achar shnato. So it says, Shema Mila, from here we learn what? Messiah, that Rabbi Lazar. That Rabbi Lazar, notim lo 30 yom, mi she nolad lo mum. Look at Rashi, notim lo shlim nolad mum achar shnato. That's Rabbi Lazar. From the moment that he got a mum, off the years up, we give him 30 days. So that's the first answer. Ikedami Amr Lazar. So now, on this Rabbi Lazar, we can say like this. Ikedami Amr Lazar, Binayin lebechor shnat b'mum betoch shnato, shnodim lo, shloshim yom achashlo. Here, this writer is, this is the Ikedami Amri, shenolad b'mum betoch shnato, shnodim lo, shloshim yom achashlo. Other way around, right? Right? Shenemar, Ibn Hashem, lokech etoch lenu shana b'shana. Ezen yamim achoshvim shana, havamer, elu shloshim yom. So now this answer over here is that Rabbi Eliezer is talking about betoch shana. So where brings a meitiveh? Meitiveh, we've got a kashi on that. Nolad lo mum b'chamisha asa yom betoch shnato. That's our brighter we saw previously. This is going to prove, not like Rabbi Eliezer, in the year, it's after the year. Nolad lo mum b'chamisha asa yom betoch shnato, mashtemin lo chamisha asa yom achar shnato. So Gemara says, so this is a kashi on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi says you only get it if it happened in the year. And yeah, we seem to go over the year. So the Gemara says, no, we can talk of that. Why? Because Hashlama in Mihavelo. What's Hashlama? Look at Rabbeinu Gershom here for a second, down at the bottom here. This, the very first wide line of Rabbeinu Gershom right at the top. Hashlama in Mihavelo Mitvalo. He says, Yaklomar, Delo Yavinan Leila Achar Shnato Klum. Right? After the year is up. We Mashlim, yes. But if the year is up, we don't give him anything. Look at Rashi. Hashlama in Mehavelo, Mehave Shloshim Yom Shleimim Lo Yavinan. That's if it happened during the year. So it seems that this 30 days is only after the year, not in the year. And that's how we end up. Tiyufta, Rabbi Lazar, Tiyufta. Okay? On that level. Basically, it seems like it is only if it's after the year you get 30 days. If during the year, the first year, you got the whole year. But in the second year, third year, it gets a mum, 30 days is the kicking. What, does he give you a summary there on the halacha, by the way?
Yeah.
What did he say? Wait, what are you? If you found it, what is that? You got it, Michael?
Yeah, yeah. If the firstborn animal develops a blemish, a mum at the end of its first year, the owner may maintain the animal for 30 days from the day it developed the
mum,
even if he thereby retains it past the animal's first year.
Right.
How so? If the animal developed a mum 15 days before the end of the first year, the owner may keep the animal until 15 days into the following year.
Right. But basically, if the mum's in the first year, but otherwise, if there's less than 15 days at the end, if there's more than 15 days, if it's in the middle of the year, he gets till the end of the 12 months only.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Shkoach. We understood that. Okay. Okay. Hashochet. Next Mishnah. Hashochet ha-bechor u-mareet mumo. So now you shech. Now what happens is, you've got this bechor. Now, and you see, and looks to you like it's got a mum, but you never went to ask a chacham. Right, you decide on your own. Shochet b'chor u'mareet ha-mumo, right? So look at Rashi there. V'hira mumo l'achar shchita v'nimtza kavua. And you showed it to the chacham after the yeshechta is lying there dead, and he comes and he says, the coin, the mumche says, you're right, this is a shorn off ear, right? It's a mum kavua, and therefore you were right to shecht it, no problem. What happens? Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's mutar. Now you must be very remember here, matir here means that the Kohen can get Hana from it. The Israel still can't. The Kohen, it's a coin. You can feed it to the Israel, right? But it's basically the Kohen who decides what to do with it. You don't keep it yourself. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hoyel v'nishchat shlo api mumche. Rabbi Meir says, no. A mumche didn't say that you can kill it. You shecht it on that yourself. Asur. Now we're going to see just now in a second, is this a knas or a gzeira? Now you'll see why. It's a blow me away. I saw something which was quite amazing, which we hadn't come across before. You'll see this tosfot in a second. And in fact, Noam came to me this morning and said, do you see that the thing of Shanzas over the whole lot of things? I said, yeah, I saw it in the Tosfot. And he'll say, like, you'll see, it's quite wild. In a second, about a nice idea. So, we're going to remember, hoil v'nishchat v'nishchat mumche asu. Now, a guy's not a mumche. When he sees the bechor and he decides, kill it. And he gives the guy the advice. Hareza yikaver v'yisharemi beito. So basically, we bury it, don't get any hanah from it, and he has to compensate the Kohen, right, for the loss. It was, who are you to decide that you can shecht it, right, and now you compensate the Kohen, and you've got to go pay money for whatever case is. It's like a knas, okay? Yeah. We'll see the second now. Is the cousin. It's Amar Rabba Barbachana, but no. Amar Rabba Barbachana, Bedukin Sheba Ayin. Remember, these are like cataracts, right? Yeah. So Bedukin Sheba Ayin, the Kula Almelo Pligis. This is Machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about whether you show it to the Mumche after you've shechted it. And he says yes or no. Everybody agrees when it comes to like eye infections or psulin in the eyes. No one argues. The Asur. Everyone says, in a case like that, even Rabbi Yehuda says, Matir would agree with the Bedukin Sheba Ayin that it's Asur. Why? Mipnei Shehen Mishtanin. Because there's a difference in how the eye looks before it's, while it's alive and when it's dead. So therefore, the Mumche can't really ascertain what the situation was while it was alive. It was a Mumkavur, not Mumkavur. Look at Rashi, yeah? Mishtanin. Mipnei Tsar Mita Mishtanin Ha'ayin. Through the suffering of the death, There's like trauma, and the eye changes, right? Even though now it appears like it's a mum kavu, it's a permanent blemish. Maybe if he had seen it when it was alive, but he said, no, it's a mum over, and therefore you can't shecht it, right? Okay, not a cataract. We know book it, but it's some eye infection, right? Right. So that's where they were. Kula amel opligid asum neshayim mishtanin. So where is the machloket? B'mumin shebaguf. When it comes to physical blemishes that are noticeable on the body. Look at Rashi here. Kagon shenizdaka ozno, like his ear was split. Rabbi Meir savar. Rabbi Meir says what? Gazrinan. It's a gzeira. Mumin shebaguf atu dukin shebaayin. If we start allowing people to shecht on the basis of a mum on the guf, they'll end up also coming to shecht on the basis of our problems. You with me? Yeah. It's a short. If we say no problem, it's obvious in the guf, there's no change, so we can allow a guy, not a mumche, to paskin. Because we can say, we can always show it to a mumche after it's dead. Because look, if it had a torn ear when it was alive, it's got a torn ear when it's dead, then people will come to think, even on eye issues, you can also shecht. But there you can't, because there they change after they're dead.
Yeah.
So therefore he says, we don't allow anything. Where Rabbi Yehuda savar lo gashuna mumin shebaguf atrokish, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. With eye issues, I agree with Rabbi Meir that we won't allow you to shecht it because there they change and we can't ascertain the situation of how it was before it was killed. But with bodily issues, what's the difference? No one's going to make that mistake, and therefore on that I will allow you to do it. Okay, you with me, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says. That's a gzeira. Now, just take one second. I know we haven't got a lot of time, yeah? But we've got a little bit of time. What's our time situation like? We almost. Look at the Tosfot over here. Rabbi Meir Savar Gazrin and Mumin Shebeguf. So now we've got a situation. If who's the halacha like? So look at this. He says, "V'omer Rebbe." Rebbe says, "The afa gav da minan bereish, afa in bektubot." This parak in ketubot from the outset, beginning right. The halacha Rabbi Meir begzeirotav. He says halacha is like Rabbi Meir begzeirotav. Remember, I explained the Mishnah. We'll see over the page a second in a few seconds. As it looks like a knas. I said, why does Rabbi Meir say you got to bury this animal and pay the guy? It's a knas.
Yeah.
No, I said it's a knas. Now, if it's a knas, we'll see a second. It's different if it's a gzeira. The Gemara now suddenly says that the reason it's in the Mishnah is not a knas, it's a gzeira. Right? Look at the Tosfot says here, that Hakari may be gzeira otav. Hach the hacha karide besamuch knas. We'll see over the page, Meir actually calls it a knas. The kakanish of Meir. So the question is it a knas or is it a gzeira? Because there's a nafka minila halocha. Because Rebbe says, "Begzeirot of Rimeir, we pass halacha like Rimeir, but in knasot of Rimeir, we don't pass halacha like Rimeir." Look here, "Ubeshiiltot Rav Achai, the Achai Gaon in his Shiiltot, Piresh, the halacha kemoto. When's the halacha Rimeir? Dafke begzeirotah velo beknasa." Amazing, eh? So there's a difference between knas and gzeira. So now, what is this halacha in the Mishnah with Rabbi Meir? Is the halacha? Is it because of a gzeira or because of a knas? If it's a gzeira, Kodesh Rav Achai Gaon, halacha d'Rabbi Meir. If it's a knas, halacha d'Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Quite interesting. Right? And this is brought down in halacha Rama. The case of Mishnah discussed that this is mamash halacha l'maaseh. Okay, so now let's carry on. Remember that now it's a gzeira, right? Okay, we'll see in a second. Patience. Right? Sabah gazrina mumin shebukuf atu shuvai. Rabbi Yehuda sabah lo gazrina mumin shebukuf atu shuvai. So now goes to Tanya Miach, we've got a bright day as well. Hashocher abachoru maret mumo. You shecht it, and then you come and show it to the mumche. Rabbi Yehuda omer, bedukin shebayin asur. Rabbi Yehuda says straight out, bedukin shebayin, eye issues are asur. Why? Mibnei she'en mishtanin. Hey, mumin shebukuf mutar. There, that's mutar in the guf. Why? Mibnei she'en mishtanin. And Rabbi Meir Omer, Echad Zeh Vechad Zeh Asur, why? Mipnei Shemishtanin. Okay, so now it seems like, no. The question is, why does he say that? Zeh Vezeh Asur, Mipnei Shehein Mishtanin. So, one second, the Gemara says, Mipnei Shehein Mishtanin, Zakibatach. You think that even the Mumin Shebeguf Mishtanin? You think even why does the body change? Mumin Shebeguf Mishtanin. How do bodily Mumin change? Animal died. What's going to change now? It had a chopped off leg up to the knee. That makes it a mum, right? Yeah. When he's dead, it's the same chopped off leg next to the knee. The leg doesn't fall off when it dies. If you see the animal without a leg, it didn't change because he died from the trauma the leg fell off. It means that while he was alive, he never had a leg. Mm-hmm. Okay? Or he's got a cut in his ear. It didn't happen after. You can tell then, right? Exactly. So the question, you're right. Elab ibnei ha-mishtanin. Not mipnei mishtanin, mipnei ha-mishtanin. Look at Rashi, yeah? Mipnei mishtanin, klomar, mipnei dukin sheba'ayin, she-mishtanin. Because of those, gzeira le-mumit sheba'guf, api she'en mishtanin. We're still using the word gzeira here. Right? Okay. So, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman says, you know what? Matniti nami deika. We can prove this from our Mishnah as well. Because what? Rabbi Meir Omer, hoil v'nishchat, Shalo al pibumche asur. Look at Rabbi Meir. Look at Rabbi when Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says it. He says our Mishnah can prove it as well, right? Rabbi Meir Omer hoil v'nishchat al pibumche asur. Since he did it without a mumche, it's asur. Ah, what? Shma mina kenase kakani Rabbi Meir shma mina. And therefore, it's a knas. Is it not a gzeira? He seems to use it in the what's the word? As both, he's intermingling, whatever word they're looking for, what's the word, how do you say? He was saying, gam he mishtamesh between knas v'gzeira ka'il l'zoto davar. Interchangeably, thank you. For it was interchangeably, look at Rashi here. Right? So what's going on over here? Hoyo v'nishcha shlo api mumche, he didn't do it with the mumche's advice. D'lo mishkach bar Rimeir shum riuta. Rimeir doesn't find here anything, there's nothing inherently bad. But he gave him a knas. Why? It's not that there's something inherently bad. Everybody agrees that this mum was a good mum. other words, there's no problem with the mum. The mum was the good mum and he did it correctly and there's no psul. But it's a knas. The e bedukin shibana, if it's a bedukin shibana, if it's an eye issue, havle le makri meir oser hoyel umishtani. We obviously aren't talking about here about the eye issue. Because Rabbi Meir would have said, why can't you, why is it asur? Not because he never got advice from the mumche, but because it's something which could have changed. And he never said that. He said because he never asked the mumche. Therefore, it's obviously we're discussing in yanim of the guf, not the eye. Elavada, like Yot, there's nothing inherently bad here. Deba mumme ha-gufli, we're discussing the mumim of the body. Ukanasa knasi, gzaira mishum dukin. You see that? Ukanasa kanis, gzaira mishum dukin. He takes gzaira and knas and puts it together. So is it a knas? That's why Tosfot says over here, is it when it's a gzaira, okay, but not a knas. So the question is this a gzaira or a knas? And it gets very complicated over here. It's quite complicated who that loch is like, but we can see the interplay here. Exactly. No, but maybe it's a knas because of the gzaira. So maybe the makor is a gzaira, and the outcome is because he was over in the gzaira, he gets a knas. You know, I don't know. Let's carry on. The question is asked now. Now we have a kasha in the Beit Midrash. Mipnei ha-mishtanin v'chuluhu mishtani? Is it because of mishtanin and always at any given time, any look at Rashi says, v'chol dukin sheba'ayim mishtani, every time there's any eye issue changes. Or dilma b'dukin gufayu ikad mishtani v'ikad lo mishtani. He says, or maybe, umihu, the moment sheba guf, gajudan atu henech dukin de mishtani. So he said, the question is, with this bedukin, these issues in the eyes, are they always going to change? Or some change and some don't change? And we will gozer on everything, right? And we'll gozer on everything, even the mumin and the guf, because of those few eye issues which do change. You understand? Look at Rashi. Call dokin shev eye mishtani. Do we say that every time there's an eye issue, if it was a mum in the eye, it will always be different when it's dead. Or deal with a dukin gufayu, about the gufim themselves is a question. Ika dimishtani, there are those who do which do change, and that those are the ones that are a problem. You can't tell if they were a mum or ver or mum kavua when it's dead. For ika dilomishtani, those that don't change. And therefore we could actually see that it was a mum kavua before it was alive as well, would have been okay. Umihu, however, the mumin shebaguf. On the mumin sheba guf, which definitely don't change, gazrinan atu henech dukin de mishtanin. We are gozer on those because of those eye issues that do mishtanin. There were some eye issues, eye problems wouldn't change, and therefore we would be able to tell, right? And some do change, and we wouldn't be able to tell. And our basis for our gzaira is only on those that mishtanin do change. With me? Is it clear, Steve? Is it clear? Right. So now the Gemara says, "Nu tachlis lemay nafkamina." What's the difference if they do or they don't? The fact is that some don't. Then that's good enough for us, right? Lemay nafkamina. Ha filu ikad lo mishtan. Even the odds you don't change it, Rashi. Hoyel velo kimlan. Hi mishtan of ha lo mishtan. We don't know which is which. Kulu asiri imishchetu belo mumche. They all asur. What's the difference? Since we don't, we can't tell. We don't know which do and which don't. Maybe there are some who don't, but we don't know. And we don't know if this was one of those who didn't or one of those that did. So therefore, what's the difference? And we say, what's the difference? The difference is, like chushei sahadei, whether we can refute witnesses or not. Right, what does it mean? Look at Rashi. Im shechato belo mumche, if he shechted without a mumche present, v'hashtech chazin lekavua, and now a mumche arrives, and he sees after it's dead, that mum in the eye is actually a mum kavua, and it would have been a good basis on which to have allowed him to shechted in the first place. The Kamei Sahada, and there are witnesses around who saw the animal before it was shechted. The Amre, and the witnesses said, the lo nishtane, this hasn't changed. We're telling you that the mum that you're looking now is the exact same mum we saw before it was killed. Umare zeaya lo michayim. So now it would make a difference. Iyamarta kuluhu mishtane. If you say there's no such thing, that mumim always change, shakrainu with it, says witnesses are liars. Can't rely on them because maybe it, if they all change, there's no such thing that it could be like it was when it was alive because it's impossible. They're going to change, so you liars. ve'i amart ikke de mishtane, ve'i lo mishtane. And if the maybe you say, no, some are issue, our problems do change, some don't change. And they said, we're telling you this one didn't change. Some chinan alayu, we would rely on them. So what's the question? Are there some who change and some who don't change, or they all change? That's our question. Look at the Shita Mukubetzit, he adds in, Amrab Yochanan, he says, Amrab Yochanan, Ratzachli Rabbi Yoshia Demin Usha. Rabbi Yoshia Demin Usha said to me, he said to me, like, Bo, where echa? I want to come in, I'll show you Bedukin Shein Mishtanin. I want to show you Bedukin that Mishtanin. So what does he mean? That the answer is that there are some that are Mishtanin. Midekamala Bo, where echa? Michlal, they could mishtane, they could lo mishtane. You wouldn't say to show which are mishtane, exactly. So we've seen that they aren't. Okay. Now, new halach, new question. Misha and a mumche, v'ra'ata b'chor, chela piv ha'rezi yikavir yishtamid. We said here that if you the guy who gave the instructions and you aren't the expert, right, so therefore you got to pay, we bury the animal, right, then we bury the animal and you got to compensate the coin.
We said,
Misha Eino Mumche, Braoita Bachor, Vishana Piva, Rezi, Kavir, Shlami Bait, this is Stam Mishnah. We are not interested in Mammy Santa Bachor, that's a knas. Right? It's a gross, Lay Matnan, Stamak Rabbi Meir. Can we say that this is a Stam, this is Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? Right? If it's Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, so what do we know about Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? Look at Rashi, yeah? Lay Matnan, Rabbi Meir, the Amal Leel, Echad Ze, Vechad Ze Asu. It makes no difference. What's going on over here? Any mum, whether it is ayin or a guf, it's asu. Diktani yikavir. Afagav dahashda mitchaze kavua. Even though now we see that it's a mum kavua. So lochasin dek remerik. Remerik said, Rabbi Yehuda, we said that the machlokim was only, we said that with regards to a badukin sheba ayin, everybody agreed that it's asu. Where was the machlok remerik Rabbi Yehuda in the previous halocha with regards to a guf? Rabbi Yehuda said, that even a goof in the, even if you see it in the body, it doesn't make a difference because it's mutar, because we aren't gozrim atu bodukin sheba ayin. Rimeir said, we don't care, even in the goof it's asuwa, because we gozrim atu sheba ayin. So when this Mishnah seems to say over here, right, the Mishnah says, what does the Mishnah say? Misha eno mumche, v'roe tabachor, v'ishchal apiv, are we discussing now, irrespective of whether it's a bodukin sheba ayin or bagoof? Right? And therefore, the lochas like Rabbi Meir, or we say no, only bedukin sheba ayin and not bedukin sheba guf, and therefore be Rabbi Yehuda. You with me? Clear? Because there's a machlok in Rabbi Meir in the first halacha of the Mishnah. There's a machlok in Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda about what mum we're speaking about.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda said that if it's a mum kavua, if you showed it to a mumche afterwards, and the mumche said retroactively, Mafreya, you were right to have shechted it. Good for you. Rabbi Meir says no, you're never right for you. And then we saw that the Gemara said over here, right? Rabbi Yehuda, right? So we said, Rabbi Barbachana told us there as well, that what's the machloket in the Mishnah is whether we are gozer on guf atu bedukin sheba ayin. Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody agrees, bedukin sheba ayin is asur. Rabbi Meir says that we are gozer, and therefore everything becomes asur. Rabbi Yehuda says we aren't gozer, therefore only bedukin sheba ayin asur. And in a mum, on the guf, if the mumche afterwards says to you, it's a mum kavu, and I agree, even if you had come to me, I would have said shechdet, then it's mutar. Now, in the next halacha, it just seems to be a straightforward blanket rule. If you didn't show it to a mumche, bury it till it's asur. So the Gemara says, wait a second, this seems to imply what? That this machloke, this halacha here is like a remeir, who says even if it's a mamur, if it's a guf, a mum in the guf, you also bury it.
Okay.
Why? Because of gozer. So that's is that
you
a
you
it would have matter exactly.
Okay.
I said lema tanastam kri meir. So the Gemara says no. Dilma bedukin shema. We're actually talking about bedukin sheba ayin over here, not a guf. And bedivra akol. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that's asur. So we're not sure yet on this last halacha. Is it guf or ayin? Okay. Next, Tana Keshuma Shalem. So now the question here is, now we learned he has to compensate, okay? So how does he compensate? So we're giving a bright over here. The bright is like a talent. Keshu Meshalem, when he pays, right? Look at Rashi, like Kohen, he gives the Kohen the money. So Meshalem reveal a duck. If it's a small, if it's a behemoth duck, like a goat or a sheep, he pays a quarter of the price. Umechtze the gas, if it's a cow or a big animal, he pays half the value of the price. So the Gemara says, my time, huh? Right? Why only half and why a quarter? There's two questions really at play here, right? The first question is, why only half, why not all? And the second question is, why daka a quarter and a gas a half? With me?
Yeah.
Right. Look at Rashi over here. It's a beautiful Rashi because it brings into play what we learned. Remember we learned, what do we say? Sumchus. Mamon hamutal b'safek cholkin. Remember that? Mamon hamutal b'safek cholkin. When there's financial disputes and it's in doubt, you split it. Look at Rashi here. Keshu meshalem lakoyen oten revir damav mishum b'chor b'amadaka ul'b'chor b'magasa chatzin b'av half. Okay. Mishum hachi meshalem mechza. Why does he pay half? The mamon hamutal b'safeku. Because this is mamon mutal b'safek. Now, in a second, we'll see why is it mutal b'safek. Why are we in doubt here? The question is, did he cause me damage or didn't he cause me damage? Right? Look at Rashi. The ikele meimar, after they could have, maybe he caused me 100% damage.
Yeah.
And therefore, he should pay me everything. The ilo have a sharilei, because if he wasn't entitled to shech this animal, hachi ki have a mighty lei kame mumche gamur, because maybe it wasn't, he wasn't entitled to have wait to have shechted it. And had I and if I waited and I brought it to a real mumche, he would have said no, it's okay. And then I would have been able to eat it, says the Kohen. And now because of you, I've got to bury it. We're not sure, but it's a safek. So because maybe the mumche would have said yes. In which case, I would have been entitled to 100% because I've lost it all. There's no loss at all. Why? Maybe on the other hand, there would have been a mum, and the other mumche would have said, you can't do anything with it. So therefore, the fact that I'm burying it now, or I wouldn't have been able to shecht it either, I've no loss. Because if I can't shecht it, and I want to keep it for the next 10 years till there's a mum, I've got no benefit. On the contrary, I've actually only got expenses. So therefore, by you killing it now and making me bury it, you might have saved me money. So maybe you didn't call me and you lost. You clear? Is that clear? On the other hand, he might have said it is good and if I could eat it, so therefore there's a loss. So there's a safek. So because there's a safek, v'shem lo have enough to be'alu alo alamu kawai mushit. Right? So maybe it's therefore the safek. That's why you only pay a portion. Now the question is, but why a quarter and why a half? Right? So the Gemara says now like this, my timer, right? Look at Rashi there, reveal a daka or mechtel a gasa. Why? Our papa Zehef said Maruba Zehef said what? Why? Because with a cow it's a big loss, and then with a goat it's only a small loss because it's cheaper. It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to say, wait a second. If that's the case, pay relatively speaking, it should be half or a quarter to both of them, and obviously it'll end up being less money for a goat and more money for a cow. Correct? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Huna bar Munach, Mishmei Drav Acha bar Ika. Why? Mishum Gzeirat Begadle Behem Edaka Naguva. There's a Gzeirat Behem Edaka. We learned this. Rashi gives two answers here. The second answer is the easier answer for us. We know that there's a Gzeirat that you aren't allowed to Megadel, to grow little animals. Why? Because we said that there are people who shepherd to Megadli and Behem Edaka or Ganavim, remember? We had that whole issue. Yes, no, that's different. That's because it's busha. You've got to carry a big animal. That's something else. Oh. Okay, but look over here. Look at Rashi. Yeah? Mishum gzerat megadah b'hemedaka. Rashi's like two reasons. Mishum torach megadah b'hemedaka. Rashi seems to say over here that when you farming smaller animals, it's harder work. Sheyesh ba torach gadol legadla. And therefore, when he made you shech, he actually saved you money.
Okay.
So therefore, he has to pay you a quarter. Because remember, we learned that they've got little teeth. You got to feed them. You got to look after them. Right? The Shema im herahu laacher lo haya matirolo. Because maybe somebody else wouldn't have allowed you to shech it. But you have to work harder. therefore he actually saved you. It's a part of the compensation. He's also he pays you a quarter and he saved you money to the Ezra together. Lachi nagu bad lo mishan lishnach. Another lashon he says nekdum kadeh behemedaka shovrin al divrei chachamim. Because this guy was growing small animals, we punish him. So you weren't meant to be megadlim small animals. Ah, you did. You're going to get punished. I only get a quarter back. Kedam perakama. Right, ein megadli behemedaka beret Yisrael. Kansu chachamim de lo lishkal ele reviyat. And Rashi says, yeah, velo ikar bpi hamore. And it seems like the second answer is not the ikar. The first answer is the ikar. Okay, next mission. Yeah. Okay, right. And then done it. Yeah, then. So now that we're on this issue over here, we're discussing over here the case of bringing mumche, not a mumche, and who can, who can't. The Mishnah gets a bit sidetracked over here and brings the Mishnah from Baba Kama, right? Done it at din, zikata chayav v'chiyev et azakai. So now, a guy who's not a mumche, you bring him as an arbitrator, was a borer, right? And he does the din, and now he's mezakeh, the one who's chayav, he lets the guy who's chayav, he says, you free. And he chiyev, in other words, he messes up the din. And he makes the one who's zakai, chayavs him. He says, the innocent party he finds guilty. Or timei tahor. There's a guy comes to ask him a shayla, whether this is tamatar, and it actually should have been tahor. He says it's tamei. Or tiheret tamei. Or he brings him tamei stuff that he actually metarim. So the Mishnah is like this. The bottom line is, masha asa sui. That's done. Done deal. You went to him to arbitrate, to paskin. It's done deal. However, the Yerushalayim, he has to compensate you. Right, he's still
Dayan.
He's not a mumche, remember, right? He's not a mumche. And yeah, says the Mishnah, v'imaya mumche lebeit, if he was a court-appointed expert, patur midashalem. He doesn't have to pay anymore. So the Gemara says like this, le mitnan stamuk Rabbi Meir. Let's say our mission is established like Rabbi Meir. Why? Rabbi Meir has got the halocha, the da'in dina de garmi. He has, remember we learned that in the garmi of a kama. Dina de garmi is like a type of a grammar. Right, we actually saw this. There are nafkilas between garmi and garma and da, etc. But you know the garma, he's dying a grama, right? That he paskins garmi, and yeah, there was a grama. Basically, he caused you loss, right? And Rabbi Dai, I'm a rav, kagon. So Rabbi Dai, remember, says no. Maybe if it even says yes, right? But he says, like, what are we discussing? We're discussing not just stam a situation. We're discussing a situation when kagon nasav natan bayad. He physically got involved and caused damage in the action. That's why he's got to compensate you. He physically was. He didn't just give you a verbal psak. He actually physically did something. So the Gemara said, what's going on over here? What do you mean he physically did something? Look at Rabbi Gershom. Shenasav natan bayam. It's about 10 lines up from Rabbi Gershom at the bottom. It says, Shenasa v'natan b'yad, Shenatal b'yadai mize v'natan l'ze, V'lo gorem hu ele gozel. That's what's going on. In other words, you brought me something, and he actually first said, he took his head, yeah, like I say, you had a machlok, a guy owes you money or not, and you got a contract here, like a star, a bitachon, a star chov, and now the one guy comes and says, listen, yeah, look, I've got a star chov, he owes you the money. He took the star chov from me and gave it to this guy and said, okay, we haven't got it anymore. Mm-hmm. That's why he says, okay, that's the example that Rabbi Gershom says. Look at the Gemara, what's going on over here? We understand now what we mean, chiyev razakai. That the guy was zakai, kagon shenasa v'natan bayad. Look at Rashi here. Bishloma, the very first wild lines of Rashi. Shenatal hu ama'ot bimenu biyado paro lebaldin. Right? How did we cause damage when we said chiyev razakai? Right, the guy came and, like I said, right, shenatal hu amaot mimenu biyado, and he came to the Baal Din. He said to he actually didn't owe him any money, and he took the money and said, yeah, and he made him pay the other guy, but he never actually had to pay him. So that's what we mean when we say, right, chiyev et hazakai. We understand how he physically did it, but elazikata chayav. How can you be mezakeh the chayav? With what can you do? So the Gemara says, no, hey Chidami, what was the case? Da'amalei pator ata. Right, he said to him, you are patur. Right, you patur. So therefore he was mezakeh the chayav. So Gemara says, v'ha lo nasa v'natan bayad. But we said a second ago that what's the issue over here? Nasa v'natan bayad. But you took, at the moment it's just pay. just talking. Amarava says, no. What was the example? Kon shayalo mashkon venatlo milak. I gave example. The guy arrived here and he had a mashkon. He actually had a mortgage, a document. He took the mortgage out of his hand and gave it to the other guy. So he physically made the chayav zakah. Okay? That is the case over there. Now, okay, that's beautiful. So now, the timeta tahor, how do we say with his hands? Physically, what did he have? Was he metame the tahor? He says, the agabahu sheretz. He took a sheretz and he actually touched it. He said, yeah, I'm now being metame. He paskin that as tame, but he didn't just rely on the tame. He took a sheretz and said, yeah, look, it's now, even if you don't trust me, that's Rashi. I'm just keeping the Rashi. It's fully sheretz. Now it's definitely tame. Okay, fine, but how do we say tihera tatame? Now this one, I'll be honest with you, is very difficult. I'm not sure I understand this Gemara. Very difficult. How was he able to be metaher the tame with his hands? It was tame, right? So it's like a she'irvan im peirotav. He mixed them up. The guy brought two batches of fruit. One was tahor, one was tame. He mixed up the fruits. He said, he paskened firstly verbally that it was tahor. And then he mixed them up. And I don't understand the Rashi. Look at Rashi, I have to explain. Just 1 second. Look at Rashi over here. She'irvan im peirotav. Shevi taharot lefanav lishal alehen. He brought fruits in front of them. Va'amar taharot. And he said verbally, thou tahor. And then, v'natlan hu atzmo, he himself took those fruits which he said were tahor. Ve'irvan im peirotav shel nishal. And he took those fruits and mixed them up with other fruits of the guy who came to ask the question. He had two types of fruits there. And these were tameh. Lasof, after a while, Amar Chacham Mumche, went to a Mumche, not to this guy, and he said they all tmeyot v'timu et hashar shitarvu, and he made them all tamei. So, I'm not sure. Okay, let's carry on the Mishnah. Right? Matit, Maseh v'para. We've got a case over here, v'para. She nitla aim shela. They took out, Rashi says here, what does it mean, nitla ha'aim shela? The rechem, it's womb. And it's what's the rechem? It's womb, right? Womb, right? He took out his rechem. Right, took out the rechem. Right, basically, right, like an ikur. Right. So now the question is, right? Look at the mishnah shasta of Vav Shel Beit Menachem. So basically, there's a famous story of Maaseh Bepara of Shel Beit Menachem. So that's how this in Masechet Sanhedrin we saw this. She nitla et ha'im, she took out the rechem, and basically came to Rabbi Tarfon to ask him, is it a treifa or not a treifa? And Rabbi Tarfon said it's a treifa. Ve'echila Rabbi Tarfon the klavim. And as a result, Rabbi Tarfon made him shechter, and he basically said, feed it to the dogs. And he went and fed it to the dogs. And a case like this came in front of the Chachamim ben Yavneh, and they said, no, okay, it's mutar. Why is it not a treifa? This is a good, perfectly good animal. You can eat it. Shamar, what do they say? Shamar Tudus Harofe, because Tudus, the doctor, probably like a vet, whatever, said, Ain para the chazira, you remember this, Yotzem Alexandria shall Mitzrayim, Shain Chotchin Ha'em Shala, Bishvil Shalot Teled. They were very jealous of their animals in Mitzrayim, they're a very high quality breed. If you came to buy one there, they said, no problem, you can buy it from us. But if you're going to take it out of Mitzrayim, we're scared you're going to start breeding these animals there. Therefore, they took out the womb first. And the proof is that it could live. Look at Rashi. שלא תלד מבני שפרות וחזות שלהם מעולין מאוד ומקרין אותם ביוק הסלום for expensive ורוצים שלא ילד במלאכות אחר וחותכי להם שלתק את the womb ואין לו מית it doesn't die הילכך לאו טרייפי therefore not a trifa so why Rabbi Tarfon said it's a trifa now the guy nothing is he went to feed it to his dogs right so now Rabbi Tarfon hears this and look Rabbi Tarfon says Amar Rabbi Tarfon, halcha chamorcha Tarfon. He says to himself, Tarfon, you're in trouble, my boy. You've just lost your donkey. Why has he lost his donkey? Look at Rashi, yeah? Halcha chamorcha Tarfon. Hefsadet chamor shecha, shetishamenu lebal hapara. You've now got to go compensate the bal hapara because you gave him bad advice. And because of you, he threw his animal to the dogs and he lost his para. Right? That's the Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Tarfon, why? Ata mumche lebeitin. You're not a head yot, a borer. You're a court up. You're a mumche lebeitin. V'chol mumche lebeitin, patur mi l'shal. You don't have to pay. Relax. Right, even if you don't. Gemara says like this. V'tipu klei. Why don't we learn this halacha from? V'ta'a b'davar mishnah. There are cases where the person makes a mistake. In passing a Mishnah, look at Rashi, the typical. Even if he wasn't a mumche, he'd be patur. Why? To Torah, but to our Mishnah, because what was the mistake that he made? He didn't make a mistake of his own application of intellect. He misinterpreted a Mishnah. The time by Elu Trefot in Chulim, we learned this in Daf Nun Dalet. Nitla ha'aim kasheira. Mishnah says there, if you take out the aim, it's actually kosher. V'ta'abed davar Mishnah, choseh b'diburo. And the Gemara says there, that if you make a mistake with the actual Mishnah, you can go back on your words. V'sanhedrin v'kevan de'i lo kaima para. V'sanhedrin v'kevan ipara kaima para. Have a matzah de'bahare be'u v'lu m'sharei. And therefore, if this guy hadn't run off and thrown his, fed his dog, his cow to the dogs, and the cow was still there, Rabbi Tarvin would have an opportunity to tell the guy, no, I made a mistake. Sorry. Change the psak. Ishtakach, demar shamar, lav klubu. We see the fact that he said no, it means nothing. Vazeh shechira leklavim, iura ifshid anafshe. His fault. Why did he go feed it to the dogs? Now, I just agree with you. In the Mishnah, it seems to imply, shenitlaim shalai, vehechila Rabbi Tarvin leklavim. It seems like Rabbi Tarvin said feed it to the dogs, right? Mm-hmm. I agree. But the girl's understanding it that no. Rabbi Tarfon just said it's a treifa. So this guy went and fed it to the dogs. He had a rush to feed it to the dogs. And he hung around with it and used it for farm animal. Rabbi Tarfon would have been able to change his mind. Right? Achad is the Gemara says, so why did Rabbi Akiva say to Rabbi Tarfon that the reason why you patur is because ta'abedavar Mishnah? Why did he say to him you patur? Because kol mumche lebeitin patur mida shalem. Why did he bring that halacha into the play? So the Gemara says, no, Chada v'od kam. He actually said two things to him, one plus another. Chada did have our Mishnah. Chose, he said that to him as well. V'od, he said even more so. Even if you had not made a mistake on the Mishnah, but you made a mistake with Shikul Dat, you still patur. Why? Mumche lebeitin ata, v'chaluch lebeitin patur mida shalem. How do I do this now?